On Jubilee Day, the Ramsbottoms asked all their relations to tea, including young Albert's grandmother. An awkward old party were she. She'd seen Queen Victoria's Jubilee and her wedding to Albert the Good, but got quite upset when young Albert asked her how she'd got on in the flood. She cast quite a damper on party, but cheered up a bit after tea and gave Albert a real golden sovereign she'd saved up since last Jubilee. It had picture of Queen on the one side and a dragon fight on the reverse, and tasted of camphor and cobwebs through big so long in her purse. Albert cuddled the coin and he kissed it and felt the rough edge with his tongue, for he knew by the look of his father it wouldn't be his very long.
"Shall I get your money box, Albert?" said Mother, so coaxing and sweet.
But Albert let drop an expression he must have picked up in the street. "I'll show you a trick with that sovereign," said Pa, who were hovering near. Then he took and pretended to eat it, then brought it back out of his ear. This magic filled Albert with wonder, and before you could say Uncle Dick, he'd got the coin back from his father and performed the first part of the trick. When they saw as he'd swallowed his sovereign, with excitement his relatives burned,
and each one suggested some process for getting the money returned. Some were for fishing with tweezers, while some were for shaking it out. If they only got back a few shillings, they said it would be better than nought.
They tried holding Albert head downwards and giving his back a good clump, till his uncle, who worked for a chemist, said there's nought for it but stomach pump. They hadn't a stomach pump handy, but Pa did the best that he could with a bicycle pump as he'd borrowed, but that weren't half a good. At last they took him to a doctor, who looked down his throat through a glass,
and said this'll mean operation. I fear that he'll have to have gas.
"How much is this here going to cost us?" said Father, beginning to squirm.
Said the doctor, "It comes out expensive. The best gas is 8 pence a therm. There's my time, 4 shillings an hour. You can't do these things in 2 ticks. By rights, I should charge you a guinea, but I'll do it for 18 and 6.
"What, 18 and 6 to get sovereign?" said Father. "That doesn't sound sense. I'll tell you what, you best keep Albert and give me the odd 18 pence.
The doctor concurred this arrangement,
but to this day he stands in some doubt as to whether he's in 18 shillings or whether he's 18 pence out.